goaltender. Any of the goaltenders that you've had on the roster this season, do you see them returning next season, and who would they be and why?
We sat as a coaching staff yesterday with Brad. We evaluated every player one by one. Then, as a coaching staff, we got to break down a report of every individual player that obviously was sent to the organization. And I know right now, looking at our goals against, whenever you finish 30th in goals against in the NHL, there's going to be all kinds of questions and questions regarding, you know, like goaltending or this. Looking at our season, goaltending could have been better, but after 82 games, sitting in our position right now, I think it's very fair to say that everyone's got to be better. It's a year that we started on the wrong way, and we never recovered. So, like, looking at we're going to go right back, because obviously that's going to be a real hot topic. Like, we're aware of it, and we're not hiding. Like, no decisions have been made at this time, and obviously we'll have to weigh in different scenarios. And so, like, I'm sure that in the next couple of weeks I'm going to have more talks with Brad at every positions. But to your question, yes, goaltending, there's going to be, you know, like, lots of questions and answered to, you know, like, to get to you guys and to our fans.
Bob, when you look at it, and I know it's really still really fresh, but collectively, what for you as a coach was the biggest disappointment from
our start? Our start, 94 goals in 28 games at the start, like, how can you win? How can you win? And you look at, like, any teams who are playoff teams. Like, last year we lost, what, like 8-9 games in a row, but it was in the middle of a season where, you know, we had built, like, enough momentum, enough confidence to say, hey, we've done it. We went through a tough stretch. Let's get back in gear. This year, like, right from game one, like, there's that doubt that got in us. And you know what? I don't think that it was a matter of not working hard enough. It was trying to do too much. And when you try to do too much, you go the wrong way. You go sometimes your own way, because we have so much pride on this hockey club that some guys might have thought that, and especially having the individual meetings, that was a topic that I'm going to try to do more in order to compensate. And it was a disaster. So, like, and we got back, but it was just not good enough.
What is the area of this team going into next year where there's opportunity to make the biggest improvement?
Goals against. Like, you're going to win, like, you're going to win with goals against. As much as we want to be creative and to score goals, it's like, it's your goals against. And it starts from, like, the other net all the way back to our net. I don't think that we were as committed in shot blocking this year. And, you know, like, we've made some mistakes that was uncharacteristic for this group. And yes, it's a game of mistakes. We will never eliminate every mistake. But I think that, like, defensively, we were way too inconsistent, you know, like, to be a successful hockey club.
Bob, special teams were an issue for a lot of the season. You were near the bottom in penalty kill. The power play picked up. Is there anything you can do, any point of emphasis for next year?
The first point of emphasis is, you know, like, I have the numbers in my office. It starts with faceoffs. Like, we got killed on penalty killing. Like, the best way to have a good power play is you win the faceoff, you get the setup right away. The other team, the penalty killing team, wins the draw, you throw it back, and right there, you need to force the power play team to get a good breakout. to get to your blue line with the puck. If you're good enough to force them to dump it, then you put them in battle situations. You took away 20 seconds off the scoreboard. Like, it starts right there. Like, on faceoffs, we got killed. And for me, and obviously after this, we can go on. But the biggest point of emphasis that we have to improve on our penalty killing is faceoffs.
Bob, some of your players enjoy career seasons, yet it appeared to me some of the guys that were adding to your success a year ago, the third line grinder types, the physical players, the ones that created opportunities for your offensive skill guys, took a step back. Is that a fair comment?
Yeah, no, that's a very fair comment. Like, whether it's expectations, whether it's simply a bad year, like to your question, yes, we had only quite a few players that had great seasons this year. But at the same time, let's not make mistakes, and we want our guys to have great seasons offensively. We can dissect our season. We can run as many autopsies as we want on our season. You know, we will always come back as a coaching staff, as an organization with Brad and Brian Burke, to our goals against. We have to find a way to cut down on goals against. Like last year, we were much better. This year, our numbers are terrible.
Bob, you mentioned expectations. Expectations were a lot higher this season than last. Do you think your team learned something about dealing with those this
year?
Yeah,
definitely, because we're a young group. We're a young group. You look at the core of our hockey club, there's definitely a lack of experience, and you can't buy that experience. As much as last year we were saying that our young players learned from the playoffs and the late push, I think that this year, unfortunately, is as valuable. Maybe we thought that it would be as easy as last year, but last year was not easy. But when you win, everything is easy. There's less complaints. You accept your roles way easier than when you lose. Like, it's a totally different game. Like, whether it's minor hockey or it's the NHL, it's the same thing. It's player's mind. Like, this game, the beauty of this game is you're dealing with individuals. You're dealing with human beings. And when you win, things seem so much easier to do, to achieve, to accept. Suddenly, like, your role is not maybe what you really want, but since the team is winning, you're fine with it. Whoop, you lose a few games. You have the same role, but suddenly you feel that someone is getting an advantage on you. And hang, so, like, those are all situations where you grow as individuals, you grow as an organization, and it's called experience. So last year was a great experience. This year is just as valuable, but the taste is just awful.
Have you been told that you're coming back next year, or is that just assumed?
I didn't get, like, from talking with Brad, you know, like, it's easy for us to assume. But for me, like, I think that you guys know me by now. It's not about myself. It's about my team. It's about my team. I never coach a day to save my job. I try to do what's right. I try to do an honest job. I try to do what's best for the Calgary Flames organization or whatever organization that I've worked in the past, and that has always been, you know, like, my way of doing business. I'm not an ego guy, and I do this because it's my passion. So, like, my goal, my passion, my dream is to come back next year for another season, and, you know, like, to make the best out of it. Like, we have another big challenge in front of us. We have lots of work, and I'm already in training camp mode right now. Like, many of our messages today, you know, like, and we will talk with the players during this summer and airing, but, you know, like, we address many situations looking at next year's training camp.
Would it be okay? I'm assuming you'd come back no problem without a contract extension. It doesn't bother you if you figure in the
like
last year.
This, whether I have a minute, an hour, a week, or 10 years left on my contract, it doesn't change the way that I approach the game, the way that I approach my job. I work as a group. I think that starting with Brian Burke, with Brad, my coaching staff, we embrace and we share the same philosophy. Like we agree on the way that Flames hockey should be played, on the style of our game. But you know, like at the same time, you know, we know that it's a business, and you know, like that's the way it is.
Brad said that everyone's accountable: players, coaches, managers. What would you have done differently this year?
You know what? Like it's always easy, you know, like after. You know, it's always easy after. Like you know, like whether you're like I've scouted a few games on the road this year where, you know, we were playing the next night or two nights after, and you know, like from upstairs, you know, like many people sometimes were saying, like, we watch that team or we watch your team, and gosh, like that team looks slow or your team looks slow. And going up there, you know what, the teams that I've scouted, and I was with Marty Gillen and Jacques, and I was saying, like, gosh, like the game is so slow from up here. You know, like down when you're on the ice or at ice level, you know, like it's unbelievably fast. And, you know, like we can talk about many things. Like, number one, you know, like the, you know, like the three goalies. Starting at this season, like the three goalies, you know, we knew it didn't work. And as an organization, as a coach, I thought that maybe we would reinvent the art of goaltending and we would create a challenge. And we all understand why we did it, but it just didn't work.
Bob, even in a disappointing and frustrating season, there are some positives. What would some of those positives be for you?
We kept working. We kept working. We kept competing. You know, like the last couple of weeks, they're never fun. They're never easy, because you have to draw a line as a coach, you know, like between common sense and respect and understanding the player's mindset facing our situation of being a non-playoff team. But at the same time, it's the culture and the respect of the game, the respect of our fans, of our sponsors, of our community. And I give lots of credit to our players, because they bought in. It was, you know, you could tell it was not the same fire as when we were fighting for a spot or early on in the season where, you know, and I'm not saying that like they had unplugged, far from this. And it's just the situation. But we kept the compete level. You know, like we played hard. What did we win? Like three of the last four or something like this. And to some people, it doesn't mean much. For myself, for Brad, for all of us in the organization, you know, like it meant a lot, because we played the right way. You can't decide when it's time to play the right way or play your way. And that's always what I tell the players. It's not about playing my way. It's not about playing your way. It's about playing the right way. And this is where we're going to reach the consistency. I'm sure if you talk to all of the players, we talk to all of the players. The lack of consistency, was, you know, like something that came way too often in the conversation, whether it was from our side or whether it was from the player's side. It came out way too often, and that's the reason why, you know, we're not in the video room right now finalizing the meeting for tomorrow to get our team ready for, like last year, for the playoffs. You know, when you're not consistent at this level, you have to be good every day. And we were not.
Bob, how much are you involved with Brad over the summer in moves he may or may not do?
Brad is an unbelievable man to work with. Number one, he's probably one of the hardest workers, if not the hardest worker that I've worked with. He has a plan. He follows the plan. He's all over. Like, you go and see, like, major junior game, college games, American Hockey League game. You name him a player, and he's just like an encyclopedia. You know, like this guy plays there. And whenever you get this, you have the knowledge of the business. You know what's expected. You know also what we need over here. And we're going to sit, and Brad, whether it's a trade, whether it's a move, he's always asking us. We're partners. And it's the same is the other way. When we talk about goaltending or power play or scratches or just lineups in general, like, we work as a team. Like, obviously, if we talk about a trade or a signing, Brad and his partners will have the final word, which is absolutely normal, and it's the same thing here. And Brad is always open. He's telling me, hey, you're the head coach, and when we sit over stuff, like, we have a great relationship, and I feel that as a group, like, is himself and Brad Pascal and Craig Conroy, and on our side, like, my coaching staff, we work as a group, because it's not about which guy makes the decision and who's right and who's wrong. It's, you know, like, to make decisions for the benefit of the organization.
Bob, what's the element that your team this year was lacking that maybe the team last year had?
Well, our start created a doubt. Like, last year, our start gave us a push. Like, oh, like, everyone counted us out last year. We had no chance. We were almost lucky to be part of the NHL. And compared to this year, well, we were supposed to overachieve again. And suddenly, oh, like, whether it's, you know, like, over-expecting or just, like, having a bad start, like, you know, like, that loss against Vancouver in the home opener, you know, like, was a shock, was almost like a boxer who's supposed to win, and 5 seconds in the first round, he takes a good one on the jaw, and I felt like, yeah, like, we won the next night in Vancouver, but we never got going. It seems that there was a doubt in our game compared to last year. We just didn't care. We were down 5-2 after the second period. I'd get in the locker room, and, you know, like, you could feel, you know, you could feel, like, that belief that we're going. Like, we just didn't care. Like, you know, like, last year it was almost like a bunch of delinquents. You know, like, that, like, come on, boys, we're going to come back, and yes, and we're going to go, and everything, compared that, because we believe in this because of our start. Like, we had created a momentum for us. Compared to this year, we never got going.
Well, Johnny finishes, I think, tied for sixth in the league scoring race, basically a point per game this year. What's the next step for him in terms of what more can he do for this team?
To keep playing, like, the full game, you know, like, in the three zones, because as much and the same as the players that had, you know, like, unbelievable seasons offensively this year, we need to become a team that plays the game in the three zones. And some parts we do, some parts we don't do, and this is the next step for us. We've always said that we're a young team, and right now, like, we're not there yet. Like, we're showing sign of brilliance in some parts, but there's some other parts of our game that is not there. We're not consistent enough. As much as we talk about offense, look where our power play finish. Oh, so there's kind of a disconnect between having great offensive season versus our power play percentages. And at the same time, you know, it goes back to the full game. So Johnny, right now, we're trying. We don't want, and you will always have, you'll never get them out of, you know, like, to have 20 perfect players that can play penalty killing, power play, 5-on-5, face-offs in your zone, face-offs in the offensive zone. You'll always have guys stronger and weaker at different situations of the game, and that's why we have 20 players dressed in for every game. But at the same time, we're trying to make our players accountable to play the full game, to play the game on both sides of the puck without taking anything away from their qualities, taking anything away from how creative they can be. And Johnny is a very creative player. But we don't want any of our players to be a liability on the ice.
Well, you had some players individually that had strong finishes to the year. Do you view that differently, considering it came kind of after the team was, quote, out of it?
You can look at this, but at the same time, you look at the way that we competed, plus many of those games where, you know, like, to your question, I know exactly what you're talking about. Like, we had players getting big games against teams who are playoff teams who still had, you know, like, games to win in order to get their positioning in the standings better in order to get a better playoff seed. So It was obviously on our side, maybe the pressure was not the same, but the game on the ice was the same because we were playing against competitive teams who had something to play for and to go. So, like, you know, like, I don't know what's the percentage of, you know, like, yes, you know, like, maybe it was late in the season. It was not games who, you know, like, our team was on the line. But at the same time, our message never changed with our team. We always demanded the same intensity. We always demanded, you know, like, the same results, the same responsibilities. So I give those guys credit. It was late. Maybe we could have used their production earlier in the season to help us. But season 80 is 82 games, and they've done it.
One of the things we heard from most, if not all, of your players today was that they have to be hungrier to start next season. Was that lacking a little bit this year, and you sense it'll be there next year?
Yeah, you know, like I said before, like, you know, like, maybe we thought that it would be as easy because, you know, and it wasn't easy. Like, we made the playoff on the second last game of the season. But when you win the first round and everyone is telling you how good and how impressive that you are, suddenly you think that this game is easy, especially when you're a young player. We have many young guys that was their first taste in the NHL, and suddenly it's basically instant success. Well, if I'm a young player, how can I not believe that this is the NHL and you just have to go through this and it's going to be guaranteed? It doesn't work like this. So, you know, our start created doubt, and whenever you start doubting, well, suddenly it's not the same. So we had two starts who were totally different and obviously brought us to totally different destinations.